Would you like to avoid having a bad day? I have the solution for you.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
I was sitting with a group of teachers who oversee some very young children, and they were making plans for the upcoming school year. And after about the third or fourth time that I heard somebody say, we need to make these contingency plans for when we have a bad day, I stepped in and I said, can I pause for just a second? What do you mean a bad day? Does that happen often? And they said, oh, yes, we have that often. I said, really, the whole day is bad? How does that happen? And they said, well, you know, sometimes some of these kids come in and they're really struggling with something and it's just a really bad day. Or sometimes one of the staff members has an interaction with a parent and it's a really bad day. Or sometimes one of us, maybe we had something happen at home and we come into work and it's a really bad day. And so I pushed back a little bit and I said, well, hold on for just a second here. So you're saying that just one thing is causing the whole day to become bad? That seems like that one thing is taking on a larger life. It seems like maybe you're allowing that to linger a little bit longer. See, I think that the strategy, I'll give it to you right up front, is this. We need to make sure that we don't follow up a bad moment with another bad moment, a bad decision with another bad decision. Because if we do that, then eventually we're going to end up with a bad morning or a bad afternoon, and maybe it will end up to be an entire bad day. But if we can begin to say, hold on a second, that was a bad moment. How can I switch it up with a good moment? We can begin to counteract that bad moment and not let it bleed over, not let it linger so that the whole day becomes a bad day. Now, there are some things that come up that we weren't expecting. It's an interruption to our day. Something I learned a long time ago, because I love making lists. And so I used to sit down and I would work on my carefully crafted to-do list. I usually do it the night before and say, tomorrow, here's what I want to get done. And I remember one day at the end of the day, as I'm heading home, realizing there's not one thing on my to-do list that I checked off today. But then I thought about, but was it a good day? Was it an effective day? And I realized it really was an effective day. James said this in his letter to the church. He said, don't start making plans and getting so far ahead and determining all of the things that you're going to do, because he says, you don't even know what's coming next. Only God knows that. And James said this. So if you're making your plans, you should say this, if the Lord wills. And so I began a long time ago writing down on the top of my to-do list for the day those letters, ITLW, if the Lord wills. And that was my reminder every day that when I make this plan, that God knows better. And there might be something that otherwise I would have considered an interruption, but now it's no longer an interruption. The other thing that I think that we need to do is extend grace to ourselves and grace to the people that are around us. When somebody has a bad moment, let's not wallow in that with them, but let's give them an opportunity to follow up the bad moment with a good moment. Let's do the same thing for ourselves. When we say, oh, I said something I shouldn't have said, I dropped the ball over here, let's not follow up that bad moment, that bad word, with another bad word and another bad moment, but let's catch ourselves and say, how can I follow up that bad moment with a good moment? Because when we do that, I think we can begin to avoid the bad days. We can have bad moments. They don't have to become bad days. So try that. Try to remind yourself that God is ordering and directing your steps. He knows best where you need to be and when you need to be there. And so don't get upset because your day gets interrupted, but view even those things that would have been interruptions as divine appointments that God has sent your way. When you stumble, when you say something, when you do something that is a bad moment, try to follow that up as quickly as you can with a good moment. Don't let the bad moments follow the bad moments and become a bad day, but follow up the bad moments with the good moments. And I think you'll find at the end of the day, you can say it was a very good day.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.